Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
What's up, y'all? It's Don't Trip Podcast. Y'all with your host, David. We're still in the UK with it, and we have a new guest star for y'all, Miss Zara, in the building.
Hey.
Okay. She is from, I always get the shows, Love Island. I get Love Island and Love is Blind confused, like just the names.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So over in the UK, it's definitely like
Love Island. Yeah, yeah. They love they some Love Island. So she is from Love Island, but she seemed like a cool character so far, what I've seen. So we're going to see what she feels. She's going to give you some advice. You know, this is a show, advice at no price. We answer questions from the fans. We're a fan-oriented show, so make sure you go submit your Instagram questions in our DMs, and we'll get to them when we can. We got cool segments. Today, we actually going to run a switcheroo for y'all. So a switcheroo is us guys be struggling because girls be confusing. So we don't know how to handle certain situations. So Zara's going to give us her best input on how to handle a situation. All right, so that's our switcheroo right quick. And then we have, I think, just questions, and then we'll get to know you. So first, we're going to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
So whatever you want to tell the people, tell the people.
Well, hi, I'm Zara. I'm 25. I did just come off the recent season of Love Island UK. It was filmed in Cape Town, South Africa, and it was quite an experience. But yeah, career goal-wise, I'm pursuing music, acting. I don't actually know which camera to look into.
Okay, that's your personal one.
Okay,
and cool. Then that's the duo one, so whichever one you
want. Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I'm pursuing music and acting. That's always been a career goal of mine. Okay. And I've got an agent, which is really good. So yeah, just sort of full steam ahead, really.
Cool.
With the auditions and everything. And my family also own property. So that's also something that I fall back on.
Okay. That's dope. How long have you wanted to do music and stuff?
All my life. Okay. I mean, I did musical theatre at uni, but I also was quite musical at school. You know, was the type that played all the different instruments, piano, guitar and stuff. Did singing from a young age. And I've been in like West End shows.
So you what type of music is it, like R&B?
Actually recently I'm into the more kind of like alternative, like garage sound pop, you know, like Pink Panthers.
Okay.
I feel like that's really popular at the minute. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with my voice I think it suits. So okay. I've literally just written a song a couple of days ago that sounds like that. So I'm really excited for that one to drop. I can sing like Beyonce, like Ariana, but I also like rapping as well.
Don't do that. Okay.
I like a bit of Nicki. Yeah. Don't ask me to freestyle, but
Can you freestyle now?
When I'm like, I have to be in a certain mood, maybe like a drink or something.
Okay, a little sippy sip. I feel that.
But yeah, music is like my life.
Oh, that's so cold. That's cold. Wow, look at you, musician and everything. Okay, we got a special one for y'all. I thought I deleted the whole note. I didn't delete the whole note. We could. Careful. Okay. What other questions? Okay, for the people that's happening for Love Island, how was it? You liked the experience? We don't have to go too far into it, but
It was actually quite difficult for me in there. It was quite intense.
Okay.
I don't regret it. I think it was a great experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I did go in there, I guess you call for the right reasons, because I was open to meeting somebody. Because there have been some really successful relationships from the show. So yes, I was like, maybe I'll be one of those people. But yeah, unfortunately, no, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
But I made some great friendships from the show. And yeah, it's like a once in a lifetime experience. Yeah. So I'm glad I did it.
Okay. And you would do it again?
I would do it again. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so the first question of the day is something that isn't, not even a fan asked this. This is just a question I've talked about with my friends, specifically women. Women in the States, because we haven't had a girl UK on there yet.
Okay.
So you're the first girl UK.
Cool.
Women in the States love a man with a British accent or a London accent or whatever.
Okay.
Do women in London like American accents as much?
I can speak from my personal experience. I do, yeah.
Really?
I love the American accent. I feel like when I'm being like sassy or whatever, I'll go into like an American accent.
Oh.
So like, yeah, I personally love it. I think it's like really sexy.
Okay.
I think it's like, yeah, I like it.
Okay, that makes sense. So do y'all just be whenever at random times just breaking out American accents?
Yeah, and I've heard that like Americans.
Oh, yes, we break out our British accents all the time.
It
just comes out.
That's so weird.
Literally, yes,
we do that.
Yeah, no, we literally just be talking to each other, and it just comes out for no reason at all. Because
I love that.
It's the favorite. I think it's just like, wow, we sound so prim and proper. And
oh my god, that's not bad.
Thank you. Yeah, I know y'all heard that.
So posh with it, mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, no, like I'll always go like Cali.
Really,
yeah.
I'm not.
I'll be like, period.
There it is,
city
y'all.
Girl.
That's the one. City girl. That's the one right there. Okay. See, I've always wondered that because literally girls will be like, I need a tall. I'm going to find my husband in London, a tall, dark, handsome with a British accent. That's it for me. I'm like,
We do have some eligible bachelors over here.
Okay.
But I feel like it'd be nice for me to, because I haven't dated an American guy before.
Really?
So I think it'd be nice to, I don't know, maybe go over to the States and see if my man's over there. Mm-hmm. He wasn't here and he's not in Love Island.
What is your, like, I know it's different, like your perception of, is your perception of men over there different? Like, do you think UK men are maybe like more toxic than American men, or American men are more toxic?
I think I feel like you can't paint them in one brush like that. I feel like there'll be nice guys, great guys from the States and the UK, and there'll be shitty guys.
That's very true.
Can I swear?
Yeah, you can swear.
Okay, that's fine. From the States and from the UK as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's true. Okay. See, everyone always, like, the girls we know be like, nah, I can't find my man in America. So I know he's in the UK. I know he's in London doing all this stuff. I'm like, all right, okay. You're going to see.
He might be, though.
He might be. Take a little trip. Take a little vacation or whatever.
Maybe you need the kind of difference in, not culture, but like difference in upbringing and mm-hmm. whatever. And yeah. See if your vibes are overseas.
That's dope. Cool. Hey, I've literally always wondered that. But sorry, fans. We'll get to your questions now. So you saw some clips. I'll ask the question and I'll say, don't trip. And then you say, we got you. And then we get into the question.
Okay.
Wow, this different. We got you. You feel me? Anyway, when a girl says she's emotionally unavailable, what does that mean? Don't trip.
We got you. I think she's probably been through some experiences with a guy. And sort of, I think it's kind of, not just like it's trauma, but I think she just needs to heal.
Okay.
And maybe if it's this specific guy, I think she's just not interested right now.
Okay.
And I think you shouldn't try and
pursue
that.
Okay.
Because it just won't go very
far. It won't go far. See, that's different from a guy, though, because when guys say we're emotionally available, we just haven't reached the point of being emotionally available. It might not be necessarily that something happened to push us back.
Mm.
It's just like we haven't evolved enough for that yet.
Right.
To give our emotions to somebody, like fully invest in somebody, we're not emotionally available.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why guys are like, why is she saying she's emotionally available when girls are supposed to be the ones that have.
Yeah, we're naturally like the nurturers. We are naturally like the lovers. So I think if a girl is saying, that's quite sad. If a girl is saying that she's emotionally available, I think she's just checked out.
Yeah.
Like she's probably just been through so much or seen something. Maybe like her parents' relationship or her friends, and she's like, I'm not here right now. Like, don't even try.
Okay.
And I would genuinely just take that as a no.
Backup. Okay. Have you ever had a guy tell you he's emotionally available?
No.
Or like he's not ready for a relationship right now?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've not heard like emotionally unavailable.
Okay.
Do you think
that's like a valid excuse?
I think just take the hint. Like, maybe they're just not ready right now. Like, they're in their player phase, or maybe they just don't want you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just let them crack on. Like, I don't get why people, if someone's told you they're not really on it, people still try and pursue that. Like, what are you doing? It's just,
what are you doing? Move on to the next.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I like that. All right. Our next question is, I like this one. All right. Which one would you rather have, loyalty or love? Don't trip.
We got you. Oh, that's so hard. Mm-hmm. I think loyalty, because at times you can fall out of love, in and out of love. But I think if you're always loyal, there'll always be respect there.
That's true.
And I think that's like a really big foundation. You can love someone and be quite disrespectful to
them.
And
that's
cheat and stuff. So.
That's very
but
true.
Claim to love them.
It's like loyalty is more of like a...
I'm big on loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's literally... Loyalty is... Love... Loyalties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because loyalty is more like an action, you feel? Yeah. And then love is just a feeling that you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you, because you can love or hate somebody, but you can still be loyal to them.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's just, you need to kind of figure out which is more important, because that love feeling, it's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And love can make somebody loyal.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel
it
like
it's emotional as well, like emotion driven. I think loyalty is just it's kind of like more of a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So
loyalty over love. Loyalty. What was it? I can't. You know I love Blast. What is this? What is? Huh? Oh, 21 said that. 21 said. What did he? He said what I said, huh? I'd rather have loyalty over love, because love don't mean jack.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a bar.
Is she a rapper too, y'all?
And 21's from the UK.
Oh,
that's
yeah, we had all,
came
yes.
Out in, like, lockdown.
Actually, with the Queen memes.
Yeah.
No, that was straight jokes.
I was loving that.
Do you listen to Blast?
Yes. Yeah. I don't ask me to quote his lyrics, but I do like.
He said, there's one song, he said, just give me loyalty because love is overrated. And I'm like, everybody falls in love, but to find somebody that is loyal to you, that's a different type of beast for real.
And that can, loyalty as well can extend into like friendships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think if someone's loyal to you, you know that they're speaking highly about you behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's everything for me.
Yeah, that's dope.
Can I trust you?
Yeah.
You know the song Loyalty with Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of my favorite all-time songs.
Really?
Tell me who you're loyal to.
Mm.
Is it money? Is it fame? Is it weed? Is it... Anyway, I'm going to go into that.
Okay, she said go into that. Respectable. Okay, do you agree... Oh, next question, my fault. Mm. Do you agree with this?
Mm.
Women think in extremes, as in it's over when men think it's not that bad. Like in a situation where, here, we don't have to do don't trip for this one. So say it's a situation where you are talking to a girl, y'all get in a fight, right?
Okay.
Some people say that women think, oh, this is it. That's over. Like we're going to break up over this argument. But guys are like, nah, it's not that bad in their head. But the girl is freaking out. So do you agree, think that's actually a...
That can happen quite a lot.
Really?
I don't know if it's just because girls can be a bit more dramatic. Mm-hmm. But again, we're more naturally emotion driven.
Yeah.
I think guys are more logic driven.
Okay.
Like I was like, listening to this podcast speaker the other day. It was like a sort of TED talk kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was like how men, it would be helpful if they could like tune into their more emotional side more, and that women need to tune into like their more logical side more. Mm-hmm. Because I think we'd kind of come more together to understanding more. Because I think sometimes breakups and stuff don't need to happen.
They don't.
If we can just come to like a calm middle ground.
Calm middle ground. Yeah, because sometimes when girls talk, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. You're literally not thinking logically.
Not making
it
sense.
It makes zero sense at all. Like, you did this, you did this. I'm like, I did, like, it's 2 + 2 = 4 in my head.
Yeah.
And then, but then there, like, it just, I'm doing, like, you shouldn't be doing math in this situation.
That's
kind of how I see it. But
mm-hmm. I've been there as well. Like, when I've ever bugged out, like, but I sometimes have to take a day. Like, I feel like I'm quite good at like thinking with logic, like more than some like of my friends and stuff like that. They'll probably tell you the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have to take a day, and then like I'll like reach out and be like, I was bugging, like I've reflected. But yeah, it's how we're wired.
Yeah,
I think as male and female specimens,
they're different, a little bit different. We gotta gotta adjust to your partner, even though it might be hard at times. It's just
you
like,
have to learn each other's love languages as well.
Okay, what's yours?
I was thinking about this. I think mine's words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time.
Three?
So you have three. Yeah, you have three.
I thought you only had one.
No, you have top three.
Whoa.
If you have one, oof, gosh, probably quality time for me.
Okay.
But yeah, they'd be my top three.
Okay.
How about you?
I haven't taken the test. Every time I try to take the test, I just like get bored halfway through and stop taking the test.
Okay.
But...
you just think of all of them, like what makes more
sense. What are they?
So I think there's words of affirmation, physical touch, gifting. What was it? Quality time, and there's one more. I can't remember.
Physical touch. Okay, from those four, I would probably say words of affirmation.
Okay.
Because I like to know, like, because that kind of goes into the loyalty, trust thing. It's like, okay, you tell me, like, what's up. You tell me what you're doing. Like,
it's communication.
Yeah, communication. Really. Yeah, that's a big thing for me. And, like, but, yeah, the love language, when I was younger, I was like, this love language stuff don't make no sense at all.
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Do you think people need to, here we go. Do you think people need to match up? Or, like, do you think it needs to be a yin and yang in a relationship? Or that, like opposites attract? Do you believe
that
in
helps.
That? Yeah.
I know you mean with opposites attract, but I think as long as you can understand your partner's love language, you'll have a really healthy relationship. But if you're not understanding that, like, if you're like, for example, a guy could consistently gift a girl, like with like, you know, roses and with like, you know, jewelry. And if her love language is quality time and he never spends time with her, but is constantly gifting her, they're going to be arguing. They're not going to see eye to eye. And he's going to be like, I'm always gifting you. And she's like, I don't care about the gift. I want to spend time with you. And he might be busy with work. And it's like, it's not making sense. But if you guys can understand that, you have different love languages, you can like make it work.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like kind of compromising.
Yeah. Compromising can be hard though, because like I feel like a lot of compromises, some people get one, like somebody wins. You feel me? So like if you guys want to go out for dinner, if she wants to go out for dinner versus you want to stay in for dinner, how do you like compromise that? It's more of like a, we're either going out or we're staying in.
Yeah. I think just like, don't be petty.
Okay.
And like, just like one of you has to just give in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as long as like, if let's just say like the past 2-3 weekends you've stayed in.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, we always stay in, let's go out. But if you always are going out, it's like, come on, let's stay in. Just balance a little bit.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you can
it's probably the best way to do that. Huh. Look at you. Look at the love guru over here. You got the, you got knowledge. Okay. Let's do this switcher real quick. And then I think we have another two questions. All right, bet. So switcheroo is, if y'all weren't, you listened to the beginning of the episode. I don't know what you're talking about. But girls do stuff that guys don't understand. So I'm just trying... There's guys in the back and they just shook their heads like this. Like I was like, yeah. So for this switcheroo, it is, why can't girls ever choose where they want to eat? It's always a no, you choose. And then when we choose, it's always a no, I don't want to eat there. When you just said that I want to eat.
But indecisive.
That doesn't, but why? Like, is there a way to say, like get
Does
that out
really
of
fuck you.
Guys? Yeah, I'm just like, come on. Like, I don't like, she'll be like, what you want to eat? I'll be like, all right, let's go get some Chinese. No, we had Chinese last week. Can we get Mexican? No, I don't want Mexican. You pick though. I'm like, okay, so what do you want to eat? She's like, no, you pick. Like, huh? So how, like, is there like an open-ended way we could ask, like, or trick them into saying what they want? Like, I don't
know. I think you just have to just kind of just list them all off.
Just list them all.
We'll just pick something eventually. Oh. We like variety. Like, if I had burgers yesterday, I want burgers today. I want pasta, I want pizza, or okay. I want sushi, or I want Italian, whatever. Yeah. But,
It's just got to hit the right number. Like, it's luck of the draw.
I think there's not really like a kind of a way. And everyone's different too. Like, some women could be more, like, not dominant, but they might be like, we're going here.
Okay.
And the guy might be more chilled and be like, cool, whatever my wife wants, whatever my girl wants, we do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. So the indecisive is just something we got to kind of get past and figure out. Okay.
But not every girl is like that. I can't, again, paint everyone with the same brush.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. So are you like that? Would you be like indecisive?
I'm quite chilled. Really? Like, if a guy, like, suggests something and I haven't had it the day before, I'll be like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm a big foodie. That's like, so
okay.
We can go to, like, Five Guys, McDonald's. You like, have I don't five care guys? About. We have Five Guys here. Yeah, we have a lot more. Like, we have Taco Bell now.
You said McDonald's?
McDonald's,
My brothers would, you get along with my family.
I don't care. Like, I will literally eat McDonald's. Not all the time, but, like, it's a little cheap meal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to go to, like, a really nice restaurant, like, we can go, like, Mayfair, which is, like...
Mayfair.
Top London restaurant. Like, Novikov, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be down.
Wow.
Get somebody that can do both.
Okay. Get somebody that can do both. You heard it here first. Come on, y'all. She's dropping knowledge. Okay, that's our switcheroo for today. I like that.
Cool.
All right. Ooh. So this is a two-part question, right? If a guy is insecure about his girlfriend, does it mean he doesn't trust her? Don't trip.
We got you.
So say your man's always, you're always out, you're going out, and he's always just like, what are you doing? I'm like, he's showing insecurity. Do you think he doesn't trust you after that?
That's such a red flag. That's such a turn off. Really? I don't deal with stuff like that. Like, if he starts stressing me out like that, I'm like, I did it.
Okay.
Immediately. No.
You think it's more of like a immediately no?
No, because you're stressing me out. Yeah. And like, there's no trust.
Okay.
But then you have to think, is the girl maybe doing things that are making him overthink? Like, is she just not answering his phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
No, you're fine.
We're up on airplay mode. It's my friend. Is she doing things that are making him overthink?
Yeah.
Like, you know, is she not answering his phone? Like, just simple things. I think, again, it all comes down to communication and love languages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if, like, words of affirmation is his love language, then he needs to constantly hear from her and be reassured by her.
Yeah.
And if he's not getting that,
then
there's something wrong.
Okay. So she needs to kind of understand, if that's his thing, that he might not necessarily trust you. It might be something based off the past. Mm-hmm. It might just be that confirmation that he needs, how you need, like, your gifts, you need your touching, your quality time or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just what he needs.
And if you're not able to kind of meet him halfway, are you guys really suited?
That's true. Yeah. Are you actually the compatible match? Mm-hmm. Okay, but second part of the question was, if a guy is not insecure about his girlfriend, does that mean he doesn't care about her what she does?
No, but I don't want anyone around me in my life to feel insecure, especially my man.
Okay.
So, no, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
My man shouldn't be insecure.
So what if he's, I don't know if you've ever dated
not
him.
Nonchalant.
Okay, I was about to say nonchalant, guys. How about that?
No, that's different. Cause that means that you're complacent. You feel like you don't have to work hard because you feel like you're not going to lose me.
Okay.
So, bet you will lose me very
quickly. Yes. Okay, so if he's just chilling, he's just laid back, he's like, nah, do what you want to do, go do what you like, that's
it's
too
balance.
Much
balance. Like, it has to be balanced. Like, I want to feel like I am your princess, I am your prize, but then don't like smother me.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's very girl. I'd be confused. I'd be like, so what do you want? Like this or that? But I understand there needs
it's
to be kind of
in
a
the middle.
Yeah.
It hasn't got to be, I don't think things are so black and white. Like you can have that kind of nice in the middle area.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But communication's key.
Okay.
People.
Communication is key because if I'm a nonchalant guy and I'm finna be nonchalant, but if I don't know that like, oh, you need all this loving and doving and whatever, then I'm not finna change what I'm doing. I think we're good. Like, I'm not being insecure. I'm letting you have your freedom, let you do what you want.
That's important. I think both parties need to have their own lives as well. But I think sometimes people get very lost in relationships.
Yeah.
And it's hard when one, like, let's say the girl's got a really active social life and the guy is kind of just leaning on her. That's a bit of a red flag.
Okay.
And vice versa. If the guy is always active and the girl's like really needy for him, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's
so
very
it
true.
It needs to like just flow.
Just flow, just relax, just chill.
If it's meant to be, it will be. If it's not the right person for you, take five. If you miss each other, you'll come back together.
Mm-hmm. Decent. I feel that. Okay. That's good advice right there. I like that. All right. Our last question is, I'm going to change this because it's just for a girl, but when someone else is like a drug dealer, they give you small bits of dopamine and you always come crawling back. Let me restart that. So when someone else is like a drug dealer, they always give you small bits of dopamine and they always have you crawling back. Mm. How do you get it to stop? How do you stop crawling back?
Oh, gosh. I think if you're having fun with it, it's not a huge issue. Mm. But I think if it's like, you know, you're ringing off their phone at 4 a.m. and they're not answering you, and like, you have to just kind of just learn to love yourself and just be like, look, it's them or me.
Yeah.
And choose you.
Choose you every time. It's hard though, because like, it's like a drug. It's literally like a drug. Like in your head, you get a rise out of, even toxicity is a drug. I'm not going to cap to you. Like you get in an argument with somebody and be so used to arguing with that person without arguing with them, it feels weird.
Yeah, I've heard people like start arguing with their partner because on they purpose. Need to like, yeah.
To get a ride out of it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like adrenaline for them.
And that's actually kind of bad.
It's so toxic.
But it's very toxic.
Yeah.
But okay, what? Is there like a level of toxicity that you're okay with though? Because I feel like everybody likes a little toxic. Feel me?
Oh, that's
just
so
a little toxic. Just a little bit of toxic.
I think, oh, it sounds bad. It's like without a little bit of toxic, it's sometimes things can seem a bit boring.
Yeah.
But I think you just got to have, maybe find other ways to have excitement in your love life. Mm-hmm. You don't have to argue.
Yeah.
You maybe like have like adventure days, like, you know, arcade days out.
That's very true.
Fun dates, you know, so you're not just like lying up watching Netflix.
Yeah.
The relationship's just gone dead.
That's very true.
Like, you know, do things. Yeah.
I heard travel. I heard if you want a girl to fall in love with you, you should take her to an amusement park, because she's going to, like, literally scientifically, she's going to have the adrenaline rushes and associate it with you. Like, okay. She's going to have the highs of being on a roller coaster and like all that excitement and all this stuff is hitting her brain. Mm. And guess who's next to her and who she's going to think about when she's having those highs.
When you're on a roller coaster, you'll be like, oh,
exactly.
Them.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I agree with that. Mm. And I feel like you can't have a bad day at an amusement park. Yeah, the sun is shining and there's like candy floss machines.
And no one throws up.
You win me a teddy bear.
Yeah. And no one throws up. You're yours. That low-key amusement parks be like the best days. Because, yeah, it's, don't look a fool. So, look at them. Taking notes is crazy. Taking notes is crazy. Hey, yeah, write that down.
It's thoughtful. I think it's not just like dinner. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a movie. Mm-hmm. You can't even talk.
Yeah.
Like, I think you spend time, you chat, you laugh. Like easygoing.
That's true. So, I feel that. Yeah. All right. Actually, me and my brother did this segment on another episode.
Okay.
So it was like, make sure I got it. Yeah, I got it. So there's some quotes that we're going to break down real quick. All right. So just some like knowledge quotes and we'll break them down, see how what you think about them. So, the first quote is, stop searching for the right person and focus on becoming the right person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You agree with absolutely. That? Okay. Yeah.
So do you think you can find the right person while you're searching?
No.
You
can't find, like, you won't find love if you're looking for it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's a song, it's like, don't hurry, love, you just have to wait. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
See, focus on becoming the best person for you, okay. And then you will attract
what you need to attract. Mm-hmm. I like that. Stop searching for the right person. Become the right person.
Otherwise, you end up settling for like anyone that can date you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is that person even for you?
Yeah.
And then you hear people like, oh, my boyfriend's not doing this or my girlfriend's not doing that. And it's like, you're not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But you just are so focused on having someone that you're going to put up with.
Just to have somebody. Yeah. And the second part of that is important too. Like, until you found yourself, like, you need to make sure that you're ready for that person, whoever like is coming along, because if you don't love yourself, if you're not ready for that, then it's just not going to work out. It's going to be a battle. Even that, if that person is, they found you and they were ready, if you're not ready for it,
exactly, it has to be a two-way street.
Exactly. Ooh, that's a similar one actually. Mm-hmm. These ones are funny, the ones we did earlier, but here, actually, I'm gonna just tell them to you. So we had a couple of them. One of them was, if someone ghosts you, respect the dead and move on.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that as a tweet before.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely respect the dead everyone.
Yeah.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Yes.
Really?
Come calling back.
Mm.
And then I've ghosted them.
Mm. Did you let them live a little bit and then ghost them? Or like you just...
No, no.
Wow.
Respect the dead and move on.
Wow.
See? And I think, I don't know if they do it like intentionally or maybe they think they can get something better and they come calling back. Whatever they think they're doing when they ghost you. Or they just, maybe they're not interested and then... suddenly they just need some fun. I don't know, but yeah, that's not
you're out of here. I'm sorry. Okay.
And if I've ghosted someone, apologies, because I went into you.
Yeah, okay, that's a you got your apology. I hope you got your closure. So
Shout out to you.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, the next one was, you can't waste your life in insecure relationships. You trust each other 100% or leave. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You need to have trust.
100%.
If you haven't got trust in what you got.
Yeah. Because even in like the most secure relationships, there's always going to be those moments where it's like, what is she doing? What is he doing? Mm-hmm. Should I trust him? But I feel like having trust in someone is when you can kick that thought so quick. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, it's always going to come. Like everybody has those emotions, whether they are going out somewhere, whether they bring up an ex, whether they mm-hmm. do something. It's just emotions.
You're going to have like a couple wobbles mm-hmm. in a relationship. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
But I'd love to like look into my partner's eyes and be like, you know me.
Yeah.
And they can be like, I know you.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're good.
Exactly. Like, have you seen
I
got you. Yeah, I like that.
I got you.
Uh-huh. I got you. You seen Aladdin?
Not the original one.
Yeah, the original one. Mm-hmm. The original one where like that's the line like I think that's like the biggest line of the thing when he's like, "Do you trust me?" to her when she like reaches out and yeah. I was like, "Oh, that's where she when she got him right there."
That is such a beautiful scene.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Okay. She knows the movie. But the last quote we did. Oh, me and Josh are going in on this one. It was, "You suffer more than necessary when you suffer before it's necessary."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like basically like if you've got anxiety, mm-hmm. you're overthinking a situation before mm-hmm. it's even happened.
Yeah.
And 9.9 times out of 10, that situation will come and it's not even that bad.
Yeah. It's not. And then, you added that suffering because you didn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't suffer before you got to. I know me and Josh handled this. Josh was going stupid on this one, actually. He was handling his business. But yeah, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. You can't even mm-hmm. change yesterday. It's gone. So
what's it? If you can change it, don't worry. If you can't change it, don't worry.
You heard that? You go. What's not the snaps in the back? My guys is just snappy. You feel me? If you can, I like that one. That should have been on the list. But worrying about one more time.
Basically, like if you can change or control something, then don't worry. Mm-hmm. You can change or control it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't change or control something, then don't worry.
Okay. See. You feel me? We need a little. Hey, she came on here as bad bars. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, but that was, dropping knowledge. That's what the segment's called. We're dropping knowledge. So take those quotes, rock with them. We hope they help you improve your life scenario, whatever you're going through. But that is this episode of Don't Trip. We want to thank you, Ms. Zara, for hopping on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Make sure y'all go like, comment, subscribe. Her stuff is in the bio. Check out her season if you want to see. Judge her off this because she's a lot cooler probably than they portrayed her. And then go follow her, show support. If when the music drop, go listen to it, share it with your friends.
All coming soon.
Mm-hmm, all coming soon. But thanks for tapping in. More episodes to come. And remember, don't trip.
We got you.
Mm-hmm.